June 2nd, 2014, Community Hall.
I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Hall meeting, June 2nd, 2014, 7:34 p.m. May I have a clerk roll call?
Trustee Clemens? Trustee Frank?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Sanatelli?
Present.
Trustee Turban?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any public comment? Thank you for coming. The committee as a whole, community development, human resource, and, item 2.1, pardon me. May I get a motion to approve item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee as a whole meeting for May 19, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Could we have a discussion?
Yes, you can.
Again, we're just missing some amounts in some of these things, but the purchase of the F-550, again, I just think that the minutes should reflect what we're spending on it, how much we're spending. And then the approval with the contract in the Village of Care. I just wanted to know, I know that we had an issue with, well, I'll start by having
let us consider it. It hasn't been done, I don't think, in the past. Especially on committee as a whole, where this is to discuss a process, and there's an agenda item summary that's written that gives that detailed information. I have no problem with putting that on our regular board agenda once the board has moved to approve something, but for the topic of discussion, which is primarily what committee as a whole is, especially since that item may change, I would rather leave it on the AIS, but let's have further discussion on it later. This would be a change in kind of the way we've been conducting our policy. So let's talk about it and come to a good decision.
And my consideration is that usually once it goes through the committee of the whole and we're moving it up, this should match what appears on the agenda for your regular meeting. And it's just another way to know that we've got the I's crossed.
Well, for the matter of, let's say, example, last week with the lift station, the way it was presented, it was talked about on the dais, we discussed it, we changed it, and then we brought it forward to the regular committee, which is where it was approved. I don't have a problem with that, but again, that was an item that was changed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. I don't have an issue when we change those things, but generally speaking, it goes from the committee as a whole, it just shows the history and it shows that it hasn't changed in some cases and that we've done what we said we would do. There are many people that do follow the committee as a whole as well as they follow a regular minute. They should match as much as possible.
Let's take it into consideration. What is that topic? What is the discussion on that? Any further discussion on item 2.1? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Human Resource and Finance, Prevailing Wage Ordinance.
This item is being brought up really just a necessary housekeeping item. It is required by the Prevailing Wage Act that we agree to this, that we finish this and vote on it and move it forward. So we administration does ask that we forward this for next agenda. Does anybody have a question about what prevailing wage? I think we've all done this one.
And this is for a period of?
A year. What calendar year?
It's just one of those annual housekeeping chores that we have.
Yep. Everybody fine? Move it to the regular agenda. Public Works. Special events.
Well, I didn't say anything. I was going to say that, but then I saw these things today. Just a reminder, our next meeting is the week from tonight, June 16th, 6 p.m. And if I could, I would like to talk to Don and Sue real quick after me. A couple questions after tonight's meeting that I have to do. That is all I have to say other than thank you again.
Thank you, Vicki.
Special event, the festival is the September 6th.
Correct.
And I'm just saying the same so. Did we check the date? Make sure we're clear what it will.
3 months ago.
Yeah, we set our date way back and said this is the date we're going to stick with. Well, that's why I was across the meeting to say what everybody could want to take weekend over 3 days. And that's the one.
That's what Angela wrote, so that's it.
There's a copy of what he said.
Did we send them any notification that that's the date when we chose it?
Yes, we and I don't think there's ever a date that something else isn't going to be going on a weekend. The big community to make sure there isn't a double action going on.
So has this been something that's been traditionally done before that send notice to the other neighboring communities asking what it is?
Yeah, when they're getting to select the common practice, the same thing. They came out and asked us when our date comes, which would
I know we did that last year, but Round Lake Park then wouldn't schedule theirs with ours anyway.
They did a festival, they did a downtown business walk at Capitol, so that's what they did. It wasn't a festival.
Okay, so maybe then moving forward for things like that, maybe we find out whoever's known about those invitations that they're earlier. Who normally would handle
that?
Well, that would be a topic for special event meeting. I think that we just have to make note of it and carry it on for next year.
I'm not sure
who notifies us. They're aware of it and they don't tell us we're not aware.
Right.
We can also use the chamber as clearing. And I did ask if we sent that notification to Shannon. So did we not send it to Shannon?
Must not, because we didn't even know that there was something that was to be done. And if it's something that was clerk-related, I'm guessing any women were that something to be gotten yet either. So with the change, this is also with the changing of people, too. No,
it wasn't something that was done last year, either. Nothing was said last year. So.
Well, maybe no
clerk. Something
to make note of.
Got it.
Any other comments? Next item on the agenda is special events again. Sylvia, I've mentioned your point.
I'm good, thank you.
Good, thank you. Building and zoning, purchase of a new building department vehicle.
I do. I have a couple of issues. I'm sorry. But first off, John and I are doing liaison, and we were looking and informed that this was on grant. So again, seems like there's a communications problem night. We should have had some input, and we should have certainly been ready for this as well. I also question if F-150 is really where we want to be, or is there something a little bit smaller that would be a little better for LGD, gas-wise efficiency, etc. I've never known them to need to tow anything, so I don't know that they really do need a towing package unless there's information to the contrary. And I was just wondering if there was a thought to any other kind of a vehicle.
According to our fleet manager today, I asked him if there was a smaller vehicle and he told me that that's the smallest you can get today. The Ford Ranger and the Chevy S-Tech trucks, anyway. I think building departments that look like a smaller vehicle, they're just not made anymore.
So, not that I really want to go too far off on the lead trail, but Nissan and those aren't, Toyota, those aren't considerations. But I don't know exactly, I'm not that familiar with the lighter weight. I know the Ford used to do different things too, but I just don't know what else. Is available out there. But again, the discussion is, and Chief Gillette, thank you so much for taking this under your wing. I wish that we had a little notice that we could have put our input in as well.
Try to find the test, because the one who did the bulk of the work trying to get parts of it. We tried to find the truck that's going to last another 10 or 12 years, like you need some. They're the smallest trucks. The towing package that came up with ideas why we should do that. It wasn't that much money, so it didn't make sense. If it is bigger, so the power windows and locks make sense. I'm trying to roll that out the bottom of the winter and summer. It's a lot further away. And spraying that liner was just trying to make it last longer. We talked about a small SUV, and it isn't conducive for the work that they do. They do bring debris and things. We're asking them if they see a tire in the road, pick it off. The SUV really isn't conducive for that kind of work. Plus, it's a little bit more rugged. It's not made of plows enough, but we're trying to find something that'll last 10 or 12 years. If we buy it, if there is already out there, and I'm not aware of it, if you want it cheaper or something, possibly, maybe that would happen. But it's not going to be cheaper.
Right.
It's a pretty good pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, my apologies for not informing the ladies. I do know the building staff or so did have a chance for you to quote. They had a number of questions too, such as four-wheel drive versus one-wheel drive instead of cab. We felt this for their needs was the best fit, and they agreed to such specs after much discussion, especially on the four-wheel drive. They didn't use a four-wheel drive when they put a fleet van before, and therefore it didn't work. So.
These vehicles have air conditioning? Thank you.
At this point, I think from what I've seen from other prices, if I was looking at small stuff myself, this is relatively right on as well. It's such a big bowl. I mean, you're really not going to find too much, even with the other brand of vehicles. This seems pretty much right in line, especially with some of the things that we're talking about putting on there as well.
I just want to make sure that the board is happy with what we're doing besides the communication. Super hesitant. This isn't something today has to be done, but I just want to make sure we've done a lot of homework here, too. Ted did, and the building department looking at the specs, and getting together and doing what we have to do. I just want to make sure, even though we have to fix that communication part, that I think we've done a pretty good job of looking and getting the best deal.
Oh, I don't have that now. I don't have that. I like that we're looking at that department as well, long overdue, when we've known that. And I, I'm kind of wondering if there isn't some way that we can do two vehicles, if we do something a little bit perhaps smaller, if there is something out there, if we could maybe even in the youth fund, a very new youth store. I hate to see one old one new one. I'd like to see both of them just ready to go. How do you know which one to keep, which one?
Yes, we specifically said this one's going to be replaced this year, the next one's going to be replaced next year, and that's based on discussions with staff. That's one of the
ones.
Could you comment on the possibility of purchasing a used vehicle?
I can't personally, if I have a management, that's my name.
Any comment on that, Chief?
Without actually going down and getting the price, things that price is awfully low, and if you have a 1 to 2 to 3 year old truck, it's probably going to be more than it is. It seems kind of, if I'm not out of order. It seems kind of, I have a problem with outsourcing. Okay? Right now, I have a bike that's in there, in the theater. And I don't want to find my Ford or my GM or one of those. You know, I like American made cars for that reason, for that particular reason, at least as far as the business is concerned, especially from a municipality, I think we should be doing.
Absolutely.
Have we thought of the possibility of doing both under
lease
program
with a buyout? I prefer not to be just a company at a cost. We went through and repurchased the used squads that we got here in 2007 and 8.
We have the next one scheduled for the next year, so I mean it'll still be within. And we'll just do a quick, real quick here about Ford F-150. Now I'm not sure exactly these taxes, but I did find one less than 20,000, and then we're talking 2007, 2010. So this is really good pricing in comparison. Just the first search I did, real quick, at an F-150.
Pete, I have an F-150. I have it. Thank you. Great.
So you
know. Here to return me. And I love it, but I'm using it for towing, and I'm using it for some more heavy duty. I'm just wondering if that's a bit overkill. But if that is the smallest and the best we're going to get,
the minimal truck that's made now.
Isn't that
good? When we get prices off of the state bid, they don't have every car listed. They put out a spec for a small pickup truck, two-wheel drive pickup truck, a four-wheel drive. And then they collect the bids and whatever prices that they put through, they do all that work. So if Nissan came back with the Nissan, what is it, the Tundra or whatever, and it's more money, it was out the window because it didn't mean for the company to stay in the city, so it was in the old bid. So even if there was something smaller, it's not that price. Or it's either. And we were looking for a big truck. We myself kept finding the smallest truck. And I apologize for not talking to you about it. It completely slipped my mind. It's like, how can I was really into a plan to go to college. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Thank you for all the work on it, and thank you for your notes, Sue. An oversight. What happens once in a while.
It seems to be the
next one. Doesn't it? Let's get it all out of the way tonight. Move this forward to the consent agenda.
I think so. Yeah.
Thank you. Police Department.
The first agenda item is the purchase of in-squad car cameras.
I know that all of you've been here for the last couple of years, and we've been trying to transition our stock, our cameras, from the vendor that no longer maintains the cameras we have to become more responsible product that first works and then became outdated. And this is the last, should be the last of that unless we have damaged in the accident or something like that. So this agenda item summary is request permission to purchase 4 in-front cameras and the associated recording management software and equipment that goes with it. The total price from Digital Ally, which is the company we're currently buying our cameras from, each camera $2,895 plus $40 for a rear seat microphone for a total of $11,860. The next closest bid that we could find for price points. One is on the safe bid price, and that's $4,782 each for $19,128. And then custom signal. And their lowest price is $5,035 plus $325 for a rear seat camera, which has a microphone built in, and $474 for software, for a total of $21,440. Digital Ally is still the cheapest one out there, and it's very reliable. We have a Since we've been using them, we have not had a single issue with them that's going on now in the third year. So we request permission to buy 4 additional cameras.
Move forward.
Move forward.
Then we'll go to the consent agenda.
The next item is the purchase of police taser devices. This agenda item summary, before I start, I need to explain the way that purchasing tasers and the devices and all the related products works. They are exclusive. They don't middleman them. If there is a vendor out there that you can purchase them from, they set the price and the price they get. They don't negotiate. They don't. You can't shop around and get it cheaper, no matter where in the world you go. So these prices, we're seeking permission to purchase 6 taser devices and the peripheral hardware that goes with them, and also the taser assurance plan. I'll get into that in just a second. The tasers are $873.85 each. Holsters are $51.75 each. The power mod, the batteries are $51.55 each. The battery port download kit is $159.95. The training cartridges, the field use cartridges, that's the ones that have a little frost in them. The training targets, they're metallic, that's right for $15, and they are very reactive. Training clips, there's in that just elevator clips that we're talking about the fire so we don't have to spend some training. And that is the cleaning kit. The total price for all of those would be $14,757 for the plane. We budgeted $11,000 for it, and we received a grant for just $3,983, and we only had about the Christmas safety and educational grant program. So the total agreement is $242 under the budget. The assurance plan, because they're electronic, they can separate. And we have to buy a warranty to get that one. The assurance plan, which is $185 per year for a device, at the end of 4 years, remember correctly, that the other... At the end of the 4 year, things are will be placed in the devices that we have in brand new, so we won't have to buy more of them. We'll get replacement automatically. We get the cheaper ones we have, so they're working. You can see if you want to buy a warranty for that, or another assurance, I think you can keep. If you have to have a warranty, the warranty is a little less than two-thirds of what the insurance plan is. The insurance plan is a little bit more than the ongoing cost, but in the end, at the end of the day, we're getting all brand new devices.
And also, the most common, you get a replacement or whatever, I have to send it out to the fix, and then back out and so
the only other expense that we have involving the tasers would be having someone trained in that you put a cost of
minimal
and it comes out of the budget when they have training in this area. In the meantime, I've talked to Bradley Beach and they'll help us get trained and we'll have policies and all that. All of our ducks in the line before we set an amount of street means.
Each officer will be paid.
Does this affect our insurance?
Our risk management firm supports tasers. Tasers reduce injury to both people we pick in the custody and the officers. There's no fight. Right now, our officers can either, and I'm being blunt, but on Memorial Day, we had a call during the parade of a suicide suspect. The threat was that he was going to shoot himself and his family would become. Well, when we got to the scene, we had pepper spray, which is not very effective. And we get it just as much as the bad guys. So we had a choice. Use our mouths and talk them down or shooting. That's our choice. The taser is a very effective tool for any between men.
Shoot
them. We'll wait all day.
This is the first time the village has had tasers on it.
Yeah.
There had always been talk in the past that you in particular seemed a little on the borderline with this one. So what brought you over the edge to say do it?
We're using them anyway. Regardless of what I ask our officers, they still call other times that I have tasers. And those other officers, if you follow their department policies, and they're not going to get into the fight, so they use them anyway. So we might as well control the use of them. And that's what changed my mind. I see our officers, in essence, using them anyway, so we might as well control how they do it.
And before the administration prior didn't want them in our town, I think Chief had been out at that point, but again, it's advertised. And,
we've always heard that.
So the liaison also recommended to have the administration walk over there.
Anything that puts an extra degree of space between it and the ultimate weapon is a liability thing. And it makes us in a better position. It gives them more options before they have to do something that's final. So I'm all for it moving forward.
I support it as soon as I heard from the chief. It's going to save lives, particularly for our guys, particularly for who we have to arrest. Can we move this to the consent agenda?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Something you need to know is officers, if they have them, they will use them. And you will get the complaints from citizens about them. But you have to remember that they aren't going to get great arms, they're not going to get the rotten things, so it doesn't happen because they don't get angry. Sure, it can happen, but I think it You all have to be on board with processing this. You can't be hesitant. If you have any questions, call me. Okay.
Move forward. That's that.
And the chief will carry it at all board meetings to keep trustees in line.
That's right. I'm going to keep the vultures on this.
No, okay. Okay, the next item on the committee's agenda is purchase of police vehicles. In our CIP, we have three vehicles that are scheduled to be replaced. One is the car I drive, one is the patrol car, one is the detective car. The cars that will replace these vehicles are three of the police interceptor vehicles that we currently use today in patrol. In total, for all three of them, is $73,452. The Curry Motors quote, they're part of the Northwest Municipal Conference, has the lowest price. One would be $24,614, or two of them would be, and one is $24,224. Wright Automotive, the quote for all three of them is $75,402. County Ford is up $76,404. Landmark Ford $76,974. Nagleton $77,112. Detector Ford is $77,964. And we're requesting approval to purchase the three replacements. One of the things with the defective vehicle is down. We aren't even fixing it because it's my car, the one I'm driving right now, is 128,000 miles. I don't be recycled through the training car or a car that gets used less so we can keep it for another couple of years. And the patrol car, it'll replace a car that also has 130,000 miles. And
the question would be why is that the detective car should be in another color?
My car and the detective car will probably not be white. If it's going to be, I've been asked by officers to, so if I bring the
officers,
so officers have asked me, I've had some officers and supervisors ask me if we could provide a car that's unmarked in a different color than what we normally use. So use it instead of, if we have a high performing officer, let that officer use it for a month and then we'll get to the next one. Kind of like so we're batting that around. So it might be a car, still have all the patrol equipment inside, but it wouldn't look like the other car. It'd be different colors and no stripes.
Many times I've asked the manager, who said that already, that not be black.
No,
another color but black.
Or dark.
Right.
I'm all cute and clean.
Thank you, Jake. Want to move this forward?
Yeah.
The consent agenda.
And the next item is School of Police Staff and Command Training for Commander Agent. I've been to this school, it's an executive level training class, it's $350. It goes for a time frame of 10 weeks. This Commander Molitor has also been to a different version of this, similar education. This would be 2 weeks a month for 10 months. You come back to work and go. Recommended, sincerely request that you would approve us sending him to the training.
It's said that as a commander, you should have this under the belt, given some guideline tools that you need to have being a commander. And so he's already been doing it, Mahler's already been doing it, so say, create development.
Create the position, train the person.
Right, absolutely.
Everybody fine?
Yeah.
To the consent agenda.
Thank you. And then finally, the last item is supervision of police personnel training for our two new sergeants, Sergeant Cheney and Sergeant Cross. This is also provided by Northwestern University Center for Public Safety. It's a 10-day, 80-hour supervision. It's a line supervisor class. They haven't been mentioned yet, and this is a very highly regarded class, and I think they will learn a lot more than what typically.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
Very good. Everybody on board?
Yeah.
We'll also move that to consent agenda. Thank you, Chief. And Mr. Fry. For us?
Well, I've been quiet in the last few meetings because I've been working on a lot of these projects, and they finally have started to come to some conclusion here. First one, I brought up last meeting about the approval for the Rowland Expansion Commission Agreement. This is their standard agreement. Don asked me what would happen if they ever got rid of their property and stuff, and I had frequently questioned Mr. Pastor. And he says, through the application process of accepting the grant, the Park District has agreed, as long as it is in existence, it will own and maintain the property as public space. That when the property was donated, or as it is known as Hubert Park, that was part of the agreement. It says they will now have the grant money to go ahead and start to improve the property, and it's going to be used this June. So, unless the Park District folds, they will have Hubert Park, whatever, whatever. He said, that's not his best of luck. Guarantee they can give us, okay? So they're forever. Number two is we also, the agreement, Mike took a look at it. He had some comments, some good comments and some good ideas. And I talked about it, and I talked to Mr. Passion, and all the other villages have already passed this agreement. It's been in the existence forever. But I told him that our attorney had some ideas and some things, and he's going to be glad to take a look, glad to discuss it with the other villages, and the next time around, we'll all sit down, probably get everybody together in a room, go over everything, and make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and look at all the suggestions that might make. Nothing there is really of any, I mean, it's not going to change anything, but he's got some good things. We're basically wanting to make sure that they, have an accounting of us, but we're just spending the money and how we're spending the money and stuff like that. Rent is made right now, there's no set timetables, and he's agreed that, you know, that's something that they can look at. So I would recommend we pass this out tonight, get this in the works. I want to make sure he gets a copy of the agreement on the suggestions that Mike Zimmerman made, and before it goes on to him, and that should conclude this.
What would be the next time?
He said usually they do something like this every couple of years when they have changes and stuff. But I told him, I said, you know, and he said that they would, the biggest thing in here was just an accounting of the fund, making sure they were spent in the correct way. And I think that, we'll keep track of that. He said it's open anyways. They have the meetings over at the Rowling Park. Other than that, that's it.
How come not the
Rowling
Heights?
Where
are they
not
the
Rowling
Heights? I don't know
about that now.
There's no Lake Manassas.
They don't border the lake.
Right. This is just the communities that border the lake, yeah.
I just knew they were part of the
park. I was surprised too, because I would have thought they would have just asked them.
Right. So they're part of the park.
Well, I guess that was done long before any of us put this together, so that's the way it's been for about 2,000 years. I'm sure if they wanted to, Terry could get us.
So I'm trying to feel comfortable not having that on the agenda to move forward.
Yes, I mean, we made the suggested changes in hopes of clarifying some of the actions that they currently do. We would like to see those changes. However, if you're comfortable moving forward now, it is the agreement that has been in place up to this point.
I'd say after the attorney's look at it and make recommendations, let's make the changes and tell them about some changes.
You know, one of the things that we keep talking about is playing nice in the sandbox.
Yes.
I would like to move this forward, sign it, and if we want to change these, let's pull the members together, have a discussion, show them what the amendments are that our legal group is recommending, and let them make that as a group, and we'd be a part of it. But I don't want to stand on the outside and say we demand this and that.
And the key to this is beneficial to everybody. It's beneficial
absolutely
to all parties to have that clarification. And I'm willing to work towards it to be the nice partner. But I think it's up to, you know, our representative to have that conversation and get the work done.
But as well, because this past district was most agreeable, and I think they want to get this approved because the park district now is that sitting legally on the board, and they're going to start to spend money on the park now. And so they want to bring this all into the fold before they start doing their development over there. So that's why they want to move forward.
Who attends this
meeting? Doug Gillo, that's Dad, but he's no longer out.
I got the first meeting they had went back, I think it was either in March or April, and Kim got in touch with me and told me about it. And the night that it happened, I could not go. I had something else committed. But I've already marked it in my agenda. There's another meeting in June, and I'm going to go to that.
I have attended in the past, I'm not a voting member on that.
So you would, as our,
I will write out, whatever it has to take place in front, until the mayor decides he wants to appoint somebody else, or excuse me, permanently or something.
That has to be done by board action.
Right.
So you have to appoint you to do that.
Right. If that's what you want to do now, then I gather information as we go along, and then make recommendations back to the board.
Absolutely.
I'd like to stay on top of this, but do it in front of the mayor and show the benefits of it as well.
Sure. We mean to drive it for
him. Love that.
I'll be glad to do it, because I love my fish net lake a lot. I like that lake, so I'd be more than happy to do one builder. I'll be honest with
you. You can have more than one representative.
Okay.
We can have an alternate for that as well.
Can we make that appointment at the next meeting?
We can have up to 5 representatives on that board.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to get into a little dissertation here because the next four items, along with one of the other items we did tonight, the tablets, all ties together, so give me a couple of seconds here. After we took office, we weren't exactly sure if you guys took office and the mayor appointed me. You know, I came in there, we weren't sure if there was anything left hanging, what was going to fall through the cracks. And I finally told the mayor, I said, well, if something's falling through the cracks, I'm sure it's important and people are going to get in touch with us. It's not going to just go away. Well, lo and behold, I think back last August, I get a phone call from an attorney. He says, all right, he's our PA attorney, Terry Rosemary. And he explained to me what he had been representing the village on. Years ago, there was a dry cleaners over here somewhere that had some EPA problems and cleaning that up. Coal miner had some leaking tanks, worked on that, getting that cleaned up. BP gas had leaking tanks. Affected our well, number one, which is located in the back of the village hall. They had a seal, they had to close that down. I guess the village went into negotiations and negotiated for quite a while, and then at one point had an agreement, came back to the table, asked for more money, and BP walked away. So they sat in the city for years, from what I understand. Was it 3 years then?
Yeah.
4 years, something like that? So anyways, he said, you know, he'd like to sit down and talk with us. BP was interested in moving forward. They had a couple hundred, 300, 400 cases in the state of Illinois. They were down to like less than 30. We were part of the 30, they wanted to get it done. So we said, sure, come on in, sit down. They brought a whole group of people in there. And we sat in the meeting and took up an afternoon, marching back and forth. To make a long story short, we came to the settlement agreement of we will receive $460,000. $400,000 was money that Dan and I figured, well, that's going to go towards a new well, towards a new tower somewhere along the lines here. It's not going to cost that much, but it's for a well, but it gives us a great reserve. Steve's going to be happy. The other 60 we were staying, we were in with a private pool with the help of Mr. Rosemary. We got the other 60 we figured out. That's a good extra money here to take care of a bunch of projects that we haven't been able to take care of before. We didn't know where we were going to get the money from. So we sat down, and so we figured out at the time with the tablets, and we figured we had to do all these other things here, and they've been sitting around for years. It's always been aggravating to me why we had an old village hall sitting there falling apart on Main Street. Nothing's ever been done by it. I never even knew the well was still. I knew the well was closed, but that was what I'm seeing. They had never been sealed. So I have been working on these back and forth. We will be bringing the BP agreement, if not the next meeting, the meeting afterwards. And it's a bunch of different ordinances and resolutions that says, you know, that they have cleaned up, that we have to seal the well. We have to seal the well first. To have them cut us the check for $460,000 because that way they go back to the EPA and they say, well, it's been sealed and community is safe because they're not using that as drinking water. To do the well sealing, you have to go through Lake County Health Department today. Nobody else can do it. It's on a village. It's on a village thing. The state says you must go through your health department. So Lake County has to issue the permits. They will do the inspections. They will follow through. Do the sealing, you have to be an approved contractor through the Lake County Health Department. And they gave me a list, I contacted them, and finally after pulling teeth, we got three people to come out and bid. And they got the bids for that. I also got everybody to come out and give me, we have the old house on Hart's Road. Village Hall, I decided we're all just putting them together because that house is falling apart. Again, got all the contractors out on site, and I walked through those structures, go through, give me bids. And the same thing with our insulation here for the Village Hall, which you guys have all seen. And believe me, that's been a joke from the start because you can't never get anybody out of it. So anyways, I'm going to jump down to the item to the other. The insulation bids for the village hall, bids to close up well one, and bids to tear down the old village hall. All those things stay under what we were hoping was our $60,000 windfall. Actually, with the tablets included that you approved tonight, it comes to like $39,500. So we're well under what we were hoping we would spend. I was kind of surprised myself when I thought we'd spend a lot more. But the first thing is the bid is to close up the well because that is the most important thing I have to do. And along with doing that, I have to tear down the old village hall because they can't get to it once the old village hall is down. So it's one of these things that, and I've already had the company that's going to seal the well and the company that's going to take out the village hall. Once I told them to get this through the village board and get these things passed, they're going to meet, they're going to work out their own schedule because they're going to have to work with you, so it's going to be a fine dance between the two of them on how they do this because they can take out part of the village hall and he's got, the wall guy's got to go and take off the head and do some other things and he's got to seal some of it so when they take down the rest of the village hall, they won't damage the water and won't contaminate the water. So anyways. I'm going to put the first one up here. That's going to be the closing of 101. The lowest bidder is on an Antioch.
Russ, could I interrupt you? And could you just do the, could you do these in order that we have it listed on the agenda? And the first one, the employee recognition.
Oh, I'm going to do that? Okay. All right. I was going
to
do that last.
Just to keep it in order.
Okay. We can do that.
Thank you.
We'll backtrack to employee recognition. We had, everybody had, this is something else that we're sitting off the back burner waiting. I finally got Mr. The company, Michael C.P., incorporated to come in. We sat down. We've already seen what they have recommended and rewards for the 25, 50, 75, and $100 for 5, 10, 15, and 20 years gifts. They can pick from these catalogs. And if the people don't like what is in the catalogs, they can get a 25, 50, 75, or $100 gift card. And then in 25 years, we will give them a $300 gift card, and in 30 years, we will give them a $400 gift card. Plus, there's a framed certificate. The chief has, through his expertise on the computer, come up with a really nice certificate that will honor them for their 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. They'll be signed and framed by us, their gift card. And I was trying to get coffee cups. Believe it or not, it is the hardest thing to get people to come in here with coffee cups. I've got three different vendors. One's coming in, the other two have sent the stuff. I've asked them to send me some samples, we give you some prices. One guy, I've talked to him at least 5 times, and he's going to do it. And I just bought done with him. We had one guy come in, I met with Dan and I, what, 6 weeks ago? And he's about the only one that's really showing any interest. And I don't know if he's got the cheapest prices out there because I've got his prices, but I haven't got anything from the other two people yet. So that's what I'm waiting for. Because eventually I would like to have a village cup, but you can also present that. That's for sure.
Our Vegas and Angel and the other one.
You know, I never thought about Vegas.
Some greater.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. I'll talk to him. You know what? He might be another good supplier. But anyways, I figured out going through this. This is like the next 5 years. The next 5 years, you're going to hit the 5, 10, 13, 20s, 25, 30 years. Everybody in this village will be hit. At the most of the cost is any 1 year is like $1,300 or $1,400. That's it. The program then just circulates. If you hire somebody new, they start over at the bottom of the 5-year mark for $25. As people retire, people leave for other jobs, you lose those people and it goes down. The program will never go up in money, it will only go down. Because people are going to leave or retire, that's it. People that stay the same, that program just continues on. So we're never going to have a problem with that. It's not going to cost the village in our building. Like I said, I think the most less than $1,500 a year. This year is going to be like $900, $850, $900. Well, this thought of that is going to be. Only except that's in black or white, and the chief's got it all in color. It really looks nice. It'll look nice in a nice frame. So we're going to put that together. So anyways, I guess I'm asking if this is the one the board would like. I know that you've asked, he's asked a couple of times to do this, and I think we've got everything pretty well in line here. We will have a book. The catalog will be one at the village hall. We'll have one at the police department. We'll have one at public works. So when the time comes up, they can go through the catalog. They let us know that they have to purchase the or pay for the 25, 50, 75-hour gift cards.
I have one question. Does it go over that this year?
Yes, I would like to go over this year.
If I have a boy who was 20 years of last year, so it's going to be 21 who's coming this year, so he's going to be credit for 20 years? Or how does that
work? No, they'll get to 25. They'll get to 25. So we'll start this year. We'll start January 1. We're going to continue on. So I figured out already what we're going to start with. So it's
not going to attack you.
So we will, the first time we do this, we're going to probably have about a half a dozen people here for the first meeting to put this in action. And we'll be caught up, and then I think we will invite them to a board meeting to present the certificates and their stuff. If they want to come, it's up to them, and actually we'll make that invitation.
So what will this year actually cost?
This year, I got it downstairs. I had my piece of paper out there. It's like $1,000, $1,200. About $1,200, I'll be safe. But I think Steve and I had sat down and we figured like $1,200 a year to put down into the budget. So we should be just fine.
What somebody to check in that?
That's too much for now. It's in the other end. There we go.
That's our pretty good report.
That's good because you didn't fill in any of that, right?
I have an employee recognition under the 2014-15 budget.
Oh, sorry.
Make that 20.
It's annoying. Nothing.
Okay. Go ahead. 20 for now, yeah. Under miscellaneous expense.
You're starting to have to
when this comes back to us.
I will have an extra meeting. What I'm about to do, I just ran out of time. I will give you who is going to be awarded this year and the exact amount, so you don't have that part of the first one.
I'm just going to wait to get the information just got back and it really got on to the, our packets this time. So
I know. In fact, you know what? I'll make it even better. Before the end of the week, I will have it. I'll write it up and I will email it to everybody. So you'll get my email. Who's going to be involved to share the cost of the
I just want to make one slight note. We had an issue with this from other people that this was left blank. And so it's kind of like if we're going to take one person, don't leave it blank. We shouldn't let it be blank for anyone else. That's
why. You know, I'm going to blame him because he left on vacation. And I've never done this. I didn't know how to put it in. So he just come back today. So I will have to do next week.
I didn't know
where to get it. Steve was down here last week, but I put this together. So I will definitely, I will have these all. That's why I put the price, all the rest of the stuff. I didn't fill any of them in because I just didn't know how to truly put this thing. I was trying to take the thing and I was moving stuff around and the cells were working off of me. So, but I will do that. You will have, I'll let you know exactly who's going to get them this year and how much it's going to cost us.
Thank you.
So then it came up, do we have to write a policy for this?
You can, but you do not necessarily have to. I believe the finance director would like a policy written so that it's yours. So it's yours to the finance policy that you are to have.
It goes back to trustees from past comments that if something happens and I can divide Charlie Schwab, something happens to other people, let's all start finding that we're doing this program.
I think it's kind of policy that we just have to do a resolution for
a resolution or add it eventually into the personnel manual.
Well, that's what I want to suggest to do. I should put it in the personnel manual.
There's a number of comments or changes to be need to make that happen.
Okay. You know, when you came in particular, from a financial point of view, there was like no history on the record. There was no, you know, everything was really all over the place or missing. And to his credit, he could put together a real good history for it. And so if we could get this involved in that history through those methods, it creates less havoc as we go down the pike later.
Well, Steve's mentioned a couple of times the personnel policy. I think once we get done with the police contracts, then we can sit down maybe and tell you, okay, on the force with the union, then we'll sit down and see if we have to make any changes, what changes are effective, and make any additions to it.
But there is a list going down, correct, from medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. That we may have to address in the personnel policy to continue to carry in the same way. So there is a list of one that we can need to take care of, including this agenda.
So we will put that in there.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. When you get it done.
So go to the consent agenda at all?
Okay. Back, we'll go with the insulation bids. You've all been through our great village hall up here. I started off, called to contact the five insulation companies. I got two of them to finally come out. Three of them to finally come out. Give me bids. I got two bids in. One bid, which came the way I wanted. The other bid, the guy said, well, I can't do the carpeting work because I don't have anybody on staff to do that, so you'll have to go out and get the carpeting work done on your own, and then I'll come back and insulate. And I went, no, I want to do a package here. So unfortunately, as of now, after about 3.5 months of going back and forth, the only complete bid I got was Top Tent out of Libertyville. Top Tent does our maintenance now. I thought they were a little high at first. I went back and I bargained. I got them to take almost $2,000 off their price because they had a couple of extra things I thought was overkill on the original bid. are going to go back through there, build some walls, fix all the torn plastic we have, insulate all the things that we don't have insulation on. They're going to put rafters, rafter insulation. They're going to get us some air circulation up there. And hopefully, by the middle of summertime, we'll be able to keep our cool air in the office. And in the wintertime, keep our warm air in the office. Because last year, this place was a, in the middle of summer, it was like being in a jungle. It was so wet here and so hot, so humid every morning. It was just unbelievable. And you can feel it in here now. And part of it, this, I'm almost to the point now where we're going to get this done. Once we get this done, now we're going to have to go back out and get bids to upgrade our computer system. Because the computer system that runs all the stuff is garbage. It doesn't work. The people who put it in, we put in the system 10 or 12 years ago. It was proprietary. They will not give anybody the keys and the codes to working on it. And the system is so old, they don't even contact with them a couple of times. He said, they don't even have anything anymore on it. So what is running this place is out of date. I mean, freezing up here at times, freezing that room a couple of times during the winter time. They were cooking us out of there, but I opened up the windows. So hopefully by the end of this summer, we can have the HVA system in this building brought up to code and working. It has never been up to code. This building is built. So I will fill in again. We know what the price here is, $12,250.
What budget kind of account are you using for that?
Building replacement.
What do we have in it?
$18,280 from the height and below.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be a lot more, and actually they gave us a very good price, so I was kind of happy.
And this is still something, I know I've asked this once before, this is still something we can't do in-house?
No, you can't do this. This is too specialized. This is just where you take a roll of insulation, roll of rafters. This is special insulation. You don't want public works guys up here working on it, so it's dangerous. They have to wear mask suits. So it's
I'm getting mixed answers on that. You know, I'm hearing no, and then I heard yes, and I don't know what's the truth here.
I always said we could have had more than just one complete bid.
Right.
$12,250, to me, it's still, you know, it's a lot of money.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
I know that Russ has been trying to contact several companies. And I know that I've done projects of my own where I've contacted contractors, and it's hard to get bids. I don't know why. Everybody's supposed to be out of money or out of work, but you offer them work and they don't come. I still think it's a large dollar amount, and
can we take one more sit around the block on this and see if we can't find one more place?
I know the system doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work at all because the computer downstairs doesn't accept it anymore.
It hasn't worked right since
So we had, I have to be honest, we've been out looking at this thing, but without the cell system, not upgrading the system until, like the one guy told me, if I upgrade the system now, but not have everything fixed and insulated and properly sealed, whatever they design is going to be true until, once the law changed, once they go ahead and do all this work now, so he said, get all the work done first, with the bank come back, and then they'll design the system for the building. So that's what we have to do.
So it's a separate line item for the
kind of different account of the budget.
So we had one of
them. 3,295.
Yeah. It was about 30. We figure out we got some roughly performance about $30. It should be less only. We're hoping to keep it around 25. So actually between the two line items, we had almost 48,000, and hopefully we can get everything done here until I meet around 35,000 to 40,000 for the money right here. But unfortunately, I mean, what we're trying to do now is fix something. If you look at these two units in here, I hate to say it, those two units should have never been built. This has never been put in this building. Those two units are industrial units. They didn't need industrial units here. They overkill, overbuilt. And the trouble is when they go bad, country is such a delight. Because we'd have to bring a crane in here, cut a hole in the roof to get them out, because you ain't hitting them out of the other way. And so, I mean, it's going to be up to us right now to keep these meetings going as long as we can. And they said, and I had contact with them, and they said, they're great units, there's good. Outside of some parts of the ordinance that we can probably get about 10 to 15 years on to maintain them correctly. So, keep our fingers crossed, that's what we're going to do.
Well, it's an expensive amount. Unfortunately, we didn't get comparable bids. The effort was put forth.
Yeah.
And this will look what we have.
Yeah.
Move this forward?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Closing of Route 1. After that, I gave you the scenario. It's in the back of the old village hall. Three people did come out to bid. I was very surprised that the difference between the three bids was like about $2,000 and some dollars. What happened to the old bidder and I bidder? But Wayne & Sons was the low bidder at $3,997.
Wayne Blake.
I don't know of them, they do a good job. I only contacted the health department because I said I hadn't used them before. The other two bidders I knew of and hadn't used them in the other village I worked at. But the health department says they have done a lot of wells around here. They're a good contractor.
They're well established.
Been around a long time. So I would like to recommend to the board that we let the W.P. Blake and Sons Incorporated out of Antioch, Illinois, seal our wells for $3,997.
What accountant can take this out of first?
Water sewer improvements budgeted at 25,000.
Okay. And then we'll replace that with the balance money. So technically,
yeah,
it's coming out of the 7.
Yeah.
But it's not out of an account to be returned.
Yeah. But it is, because exactly that's what settled in the score was to close up as well. So this is the key. If we have to do this first. So this is one of the first phone calls. We're moving to the village hall and doing this. We have to do because they will not cut us the check until they have proof from the health department as well as the seal. They need that. And we have to, how long are the other three ordinances that we have to pass in either the next meeting or the following meeting that says that we're doing this, that we have done this?
Well, it's possible for the record, as long as the money from the settlement that we can put on the line item that is earmarked for the budget.
And the $60,000 we're looking at putting in general fund to do these other things that we need to do.
So I can split it up where the money came.
Well,
I mean, that's what Ralph had said, is that our...
That's what the adenda is talking about, but you know, it's a financial bureau, so however he makes the books and make an offer on purpose, I'd have it. Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's many ways to do it. Yes, sir.
Reach out to Dwayne Glenn over here, normally?
Yes.
Locals?
Yeah, they're not approved locals.
Okay.
They don't have license. Okay, last but not least, WWE, the Oakley Latrell and Allison.
Are we moving forward on this?
Oh, excuse me. I thought we
were. Jimmy,
yeah. Okay. Last but not least, then moving forward with the demolition of the Oakley Latrell and Allison 525 Pratt Road. I'm sure you've seen both of these. We did the three bids. The cheapest bid was Fox Trucking. The reason we did both of these together was A, because they had to bet all companies are going to do it separately, and they said, no, go together because we bring more equipment into town. We're going to take down one building, we're going to take down the other building, so we're going to get a better price because once we get everybody, we move all at once. I said, well, that's fine. As a matter of fact, there's going to be hopefully a third building involved. If you know, going into Ace Hardware, the bank used to have a drive-in structure there that used to get stuff that's been sitting there for probably 20 years not used. The banks never know what to do with this, so I had to talk with the guy at the bank and said, well, I'm getting rid of all these other things. So the bank is more than happy. They said, if we approve this and stuff, they're going to contact the contractor before he comes into town, and they're going to probably use him too. They're going to take that building down, so that'll be on their dime, actually, but they're going to use them. And I already told the little bidder about that. They were happy with that. So that's a sideline. So anyways, Fox Trucking and Excavating Incorporated, the Antioch is a little bidder, $16,635. So I asked the board for their approval to move forward on that one.
And what account are you planning on for this one, please?
Capital improvements funds, as an aid agent, 601. Provide the details to that. We'll go back to board. Budgeted at $15,000.
Do we have anything else earmarked out of that account that we're not going to be taking so well, but we're still going to get the money back on this?
That's just one of those where we can give it back. It's just going to be from where we spent out of it. That's why I'll talk later when we get the actual numbers.
Works for me.
So this one, I said, we feel good about this, that we get to get all these projects started. Even though we had budgeted, so we weren't sure, it looked like everything was coming together. So he will be seeing, like I said, either the next board meeting or the following one, final agreements with BP Gas. And then hopefully the next board meeting we approve these things. I think we all the contractors staying by so they can go ahead and start the flight of the licenses from Lake County Health Department. And I think that's about it for right now.
We have another discussion. Go ahead. Have we done the special request for all those areas already? Do we know if there's any special snow buildings?
Yes, there is. They don't take care of all that. That's what their jobs are. So.
That's not what they get. There are no special reports for us that we removed, including the control.
It was in the bids.
It's in the bids. That's all. They take them apart. They take apart the buildings today. They take care of all the stuff.
But I'll say, but in this part, what it says right here, it says that that's not included. So that's an additional cost to the village to make sure
where?
That stuff was removed. Yep. She's right. I worked at Horizon in the Colorado with my uncle company, and that was part of my job was pulling the permits, doing everything for the demolition. So that can be a very costly expense.
We described asbestos in the proposal when the bids went out.
You know what? I will contact Mr. Mucho again tomorrow.
Yeah,
because that is
actually we're
responsible
for all the
permitting fees. Because that's why I took them to the buildings, because I know that there was some over in the hot truck.
And how much of the people have to contact somebody else to move. If most customers are coming, don't do that, and have to set up so.
It's kind of up to 7 square foot amount, so we have to do the special stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and it is in there, it can be
used. Well, there's a lot of these places going out today, they got special. See, most people that do demolition stuff have to have special permits to be able to do this type of stuff.
Right, but a lot of times it gets approved by the substance removal company, they get the certification from them, and then they can go and do the demolition.
Well, if there's
a whole part of
right. but this will change, I'll let you know, but I know we discussed this, that's why I took it to the site, because I knew there was a child over there, I was pretty sure there were, but there wasn't anything there, and I knew Hearts, I thought there was some over there. Yeah, and they went through it, they were fine, so.
We have to clarify that, because I remember that went out.
It went out.
In the description.
Yes, it did.
And they mentioned it in the first quote that I saw. I didn't see this one.
Well, we probably need that clarified.
I'm going to clarify.
If we could, so that there's no issues.
No additional charges.
Yeah, no, exactly, yep. No additional charges.
We will take care of that.
You see the curve.
Okay, so we're going to clarify that one before we move it forward.
Well, if it's okay, I'll move it forward. If it's going to change, I will pull it.
If it changes, we'll pull it.
I'll pull it.
Very good. Thank you, Russ.
That's all.
Any suggested new topics?
I'll still get the email out on the clarification as to what it was initially on that.
Last two were full, there's no doubt about that. That's not our intention. We'll do our best.
The other meeting should be pretty quick because all the stuff that was the consent agenda levels, and it's not very good on anything.
Everybody, you had this passed out to you. Everybody saw this. Just for clarification, this was brought up at our last business summit, business owner summit association meeting. We're talking about beautification of Round Lake. Said that we're moving forward with the beautification committee, which we have. Ace Hardware, in response to how can we make things look better, Ace Hardware said we would like to give 20% off to all licensed business owners in the village of Round Lake to purchase paint, building material, whatever it is that they would use in their building to improve the exterior appearance of that building. And give them 20% off. We started talking about how to do this. And they came up with this ad, or coupon, call it, and they would list each one of our licensed business owners at the top. They want to do this in conjunction with the village, so they've asked us to put it on our letterhead and distribute it to our licensed business owners and stipulate that it must be used for their business that is in Round Lake and not take the 5-gallon paint bucket back to home in McHenry and paint their house. So we'll manage it as best as we can. We'll make it very clear. One of the things that we've come up in conversation in the past is to not promote a business. Because if we promote this business, then we have to promote the Ku Klux Klan when they come in and say they want a membership drive.
Sure.
So we're not promoting a business. We're promoting a function that's being sponsored by ACE for the village of Round Lake. I would like to move forward with this and get the verbiage written to make sure that they do the work on the building that's in here and thank ACE Hardware for their help. Does anybody have a problem with this?
No.
Very good. We'll get these distributed then. Then may I get a motion to adjourn?
Let me go back to suggested new topics. We have our banner program that's actually obsolete now. We have some of the banners missing, and a couple of owners are, you know, the chamber in particular is one of the banners that is missing due to the severe weather we had. So they're a little unhappy. You know, some people are getting their banners to stay, and they're not paying for it for this year because technically the program is over. And those who are missing have nothing. So is that something I'd like to kind of bring back to the board and perhaps to our beautification, because it's really something used for our advertising and our beautification. But I think some fashion we need to bring it out to have a conversation about it and are we going to remove these banners and go back to the seasonal banners? Do we want to do this program again in some fashion, shape or form, or a combination
of those, we have to, I guess we should have conversations. As they begin to dwindle and start to look pretty bad, you know, we're going to have to take them down and do something with them. So I guess now is as good a time as any to start thinking about what to do.
I think the banners generally look good, don't they? They're still in good shape.
Except for those that are missing, and those people are out.
Well, if they were, didn't we have to say that they were destroyed by the weather and flew away or something?
Right. They take the same amount of money as anyone else, and they're gone now.
Is it just our village or other villages?
Yeah. Well, I'm just getting a couple of complaints, like from the chamber, for instance. You know, she had a notice, it's missing, it's gone, and she has no idea where it is. You know, is there a way to replace these? And is that, again, that's something that we talked about as a group. You know, when we have a couple of businesses that are out of it because the banners didn't hold up for whatever reason, did we decide we wanted to do this over again? Did we decide we wanted to take them all down or replace the ones that, there's conversation.
So it was spelled out in the agreement, wasn't it, Steve?
That's what the trouble point, though, is the agreement is not now what we want to do.
Right.
We have to start from scratch. By the way, April 30 could end it. So the question is, if one is down, do we spend money on it? Do we have to spend it? Spend money for a new one? And there's all sorts of issues and questions there. Other things. It expired March 31st, I believe.
I like the idea of bringing some of these cases, maybe to kind of get their input on it, just so that they play a lot into. I think that'd be a good place to at least get some feedback as to which direction we can start it off, the conversation going back there, and then we'll get it up to here. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely, I'm not certain if we want to go back to the same programmer, so I think we would need some new input and some new ideas.
Okay. I will contact Mrs. Kallmeyer from the Beautification Committee and get some input from her. Maybe the first thing we do is take a ride around, kind of take an inventory of how these look. Is this something we want to extend for a year? We want to replace them, etc.
Would you have a list of those that did go up in our...
Martha, may I? Was that handling that?
Okay.
Policy might have it, just move the files, but Martha may.
And that will tell us how many we lost over a period of time. It may be just advantageous to have a couple of rebounds to replace them. We don't
maybe
know.
Just so
number
how it maybe for our hometown fests, we know today there's maybe get a banner to go up and start promoting that. And so people can develop.
Okay. Well, these are a different kind of banner, so I don't know if we want to do special events. These are on the labels. Yeah, these are the ones that decorate. And then my other question was, at some point in time, I'd like to see us bring up the park on the park for those. Where are we at with that? How are we moving forward with that? You know, we do have contingencies legally on that, so I'd like to, you know, maybe have some conversation and see what our direction as a board and as a village is going to be on that.
We've talked about it at staff, and there's quite a few problems with it.
So I think we need to get a conversation on it. Maybe not next week, but I think we do.
The neighbors are all well.
We've had that conversation a couple of weeks ago, and it's at staff level right now, and we're trying to put together information for you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Then may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion adjourned. Yeah. Okay, for the end.
Okay. No, he doesn't have a page anymore.